WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Hey, Bulldogs fans. It's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
With that, we welcome you to the AC All Access Show a couple hours early. We're accommodating the NCAA Men's Division I Basketball Championship. That's going to tip off at 7:30, Houston and Florida. You can hear that right here on the Cave and or watch it here at Frickers on South Main and Adrian. I got a question for my listeners before we get to our interviews. When you get to a place and you say, you have a drink menu? Oftentimes they say no. You have to think of your own drink. Well, Frickers has you covered. They got their tap list on a separate laminated sheet of paper. They have bottles, seltzers, wines, martinis. Don't forget happy hour, 3 to 6 p.m. and then 9 p.m. until close. That includes some domestic pitchers, domestic beer buckets, Frickeritas, Frick Coolers, Long Islands. Also, the snacks are discounted, brew fries, onion straws, pretzel bites, mini corn dogs, nachos, and cheese. And, of course, their weekday specials. It's Monday, so it's the boneless chicken. Tuesday, bone-in chicken. Wednesday, sirloin steak. Thursday, the chunks. And also their weekday lunch specials, 11 till 2. Got those memorized, been here a few times. We're going to talk some rowing today. We'll talk some acrobatics and tumbling. We'll talk about D3 sports in general. It's Division III week for the NCAA. And then some baseball to finish out the program. We are going to start with a spring sport that has probably been suffering from the very Michigan-like spring weather. We have Cade Doyle with me. He's a senior from Middleton, Massachusetts. Kate, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay, I have to ask. I think I ask everybody this, and if I don't, I feel bad. What brought you to Adrian College? There is a wealth of rowing in Massachusetts, I'm sure, and in the Northeast, but what brought you over here?
What brought me over here? Probably the coach that recruited me was really, really good at talking, and he sold the school for me, the small town environment and stuff. Yeah, I come from a fairly big area, and I like the more of the slower vibe of Adrian.
Okay,
so
I get that a lot. You know, like, hey, I'm from Metro Cleveland or Chicago. It's close enough. It's a smaller school, but Massachusetts, kind of a drive.
Yeah,
or a flight. If
yeah,
you, if
12
you
hour drive
back and forth. Yeah.
Yep. Both ways.
Have you been here all 4 years, or did
yes.
you transfer in?
Okay. Yep. I've been here all 4 years, so I've been through it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do a wave analogy, the ups and downs, right,
yeah.
of rowing, you know, in not the best weather sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Some days it's just brutal. We've had a few practices where we have ice forming on the back of our jackets, like the whole boat's covered in a sheet of ice, like – I think my sophomore year, we had a time where the water was actually freezing as we were rowing, and we went right through an ice patch. Like,
ooh,
it's cold.
So. And then, you know, in a week it'll be 70 and sunny.
Oh yeah, it'll be
right?
Perfect. Yeah.
Well, so this season, could you kind of take me through what you've been able to do this year in terms of practices and competitions?
Practice five, 6 days a week. We pretty standard every morning. We go to practice around 5:30. We leave campus and then we get there for six and then start warm ups and stuff. So practicing's been pretty standard.
Okay.
Racing. We had a scrimmage against Marietta 2 weekends ago. 3 weekends ago, something like that. That was our first race in the spring. And then we had the DLI Saturday.
Sure.
And we have Connect Cup this weekend, which is a little bit of a bigger race. And then
sure.
we have our MARC Championship on.
Okay. So the season's relatively young.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're still.
I have to ask this question. many, if not all, other spring sports flee south to try to get some stuff in. Is that something that your team has done? Or
for spring break, we go to Tennessee, so we do go south a little bit, but most of it takes place in New Jersey, Massachusetts. Like we're constantly on the East Coast.
Sure, obviously imagine most of rowing, if you look at a map, hot map, it's in that
the hot
area.
Zone, yeah.
Yeah.
That or the West Coast, too. But we don't tend to go to the West Coast. I think it's a little farther. But
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Talking rowing at Adrian College with Cade Doyle, a senior from over there in Massachusetts. So, you know, you got to convince your, talk to your family, like, hey, we're going to go to Adrian College. But we're going to race quite a bit on the East Coast, right? So,
exactly.
So they can come watch your race for
Yeah, it's like a four-hour drive to most of the races, so it's like they come and they have a great time watching and then head back. It's a little day trip.
Sure. Okay, and the team structure, it's not a large team, if my memory serves me right. You do have a women's and a men's team over at the Boathouse. How many are on the men's team?
Right now we have three, so... Definitely, we're starting to recruit. Our past two recruiting classes, just we had like maybe one or two people show up and then they flake. It's hard to wake up every morning. It's not for everyone. So especially going into the college life, a lot of the people who are like, oh yeah, I'm going to sign up to do it. It's not for everyone.
I have to ask, and maybe your coach is a better one to ask. There's not a lot of. You know, you look at a practice field, like you need a football field, or you need the gym. Yeah. No other sport needs your facility, so why do you have to practice at 6 a.m.? Is that to fit classes in, or what's
the
thought
there? It's a mix of things. So water's always usually flatter in the mornings. So waves aren't as bad. Like we're not having white caps. Classes, of course, trying to get everyone in the spot at the same time to get out in the water. Because normally you have to have at least when we first started, we had eight guys. We had to, like, toss around schedules for eight different people and make sure all of them are there and so we can all get out and practice together. Because it's really hard to practice by yourself if you're not with the crew. So
I have to ask, looking at the events that are up there, it's either a four-person boat or an eight. You tell me you have three. Wait, can you compete with three or?
Yes, so there is doubles and singles.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yep, those small boats are what we've been focusing on this year a lot. So.
Okay. This might be one of the easier questions. Who are your teammates? We could talk about them a little bit, right?
Yeah, my friend Evan Barletta, he's also from Massachusetts. He's a senior as well. He's the captain of the team. He came to Adrian with me. I actually was the one who convinced him to come here.
Okay.
Yeah, I was looking for a roommate, and I saw that he was following Adrian. I was like, oh, you gotta make your way over.
Yeah. So, what's the recruiting process like? Can you put out film of you rowing, or do you reach out to coaches, or do they find you?
So the way I was recruited, I went to an indoor erg event, like the rowing machines event, and. At the time, I was a sophomore, and I pulled a pretty fast time. Like, at the time, I would have been one of our fastest, like, during that period.
Sure.
And the coach reached out to me, like, hey, I'm building a program. I want you here. And I was like, okay, that's something I'll look into. Wasn't completely sold until it came down, like, closer to the time. But usually they find you at events or, like, if you go to, like, a championship race, usually a lot of college coaches go there and scout out. People.
So it's a lot in person?
Yeah, it's a lot of in person recruiting because you want to see who you're getting and if they're quality people or not.
Okay. Yeah. Just looking at other stuff, they'll have like a Huddle's a popular site for things like that.
Yeah.
That's probably hard to do with rowing.
We have, I forget what the app's called, or it's called Be Recruited or something like that, where you can put your erg time on there and then like some video of you rowing.
Sure.
And so it makes it a little easier, but not everyone does it. It's
right. Okay. Yeah. Again, talking rowing at Adrian College with Cade Doyle, a senior from Massachusetts. Let's talk about the Devil's Lake Invitational. weather Saturday. Not great. Yeah. Tried to beat the waves in the morning, but you got some cold weather. But it was a good time to host an event. You brought a couple schools in, some familiar opponents with Milwaukee School of Engineering and Marietta.
Yeah, I love seeing Milwaukee. All their guys are great. Like they are all super friendly. That's one of the things I love about rowing is even if you're competing against someone, you usually have great relations with your opponents. Like they all know what you're going through, and they're up every morning as well. It's just a very standard thing in rowing to be up and at it very early in the morning.
To me, it kind of seems like a sport like golf, where you're competing against, okay, where's this current going? What's the wind? How are we working together? You're not focused on the other boat. You want to get your best time.
Exactly.
It's not like basketball where I'm defending you, you're defending me one-on-one. No, we're both going the same direction.
Yeah, who's going to finish first?
Yeah, with the same obstacles. Yeah. If we row the best we can, we like our shot to win.
Yeah.
So that, I think you get more camaraderie with sports like that.
No, 100%. Yeah.
So the weekend, you're the men's team, you were able to... What event did you... You did the
fours. We were
in the
fours, yes. Okay. We were in the fours. We had one of our alumni row with us, which was really cool.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay.
Because it was an exhibition. There we go.
Okay.
So we were able to do that, and it was a great time having him back in the boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. So when I read a 559.88, so just under 8 minutes.
Yep.
What's the distance for that? How far do you have to go, roughly?
So that's, I think, over 2,000 meters. So,
okay.
Yeah, which is, I think, a mile close to it.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then the cool thing we talked off air about the last race you got in, you got three races. Is that as many as you were hoping to get, or was there a longer schedule but it just didn't work out?
I think that was about what we were supposed to get,
because
we had the fours planned for both men and women, and then we had the eights for the women planned. So,
judging by what I read, I'm going to guess our women's team isn't up to eight rowers either.
No, they split a boat. They split them up. I think they have seven. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that. They're right on that cusp. So.
Okay. So
the four definitely was the more experienced boat and what needed to be rowed, and then and then the eight was for the people that are newer to the sport and wanted to get a race in, and they had a great time.
Yeah,
obviously with the win for them, that was really happy for them.
Like at that point, you almost I've played some sports in bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
You remember almost the weather more than how you did.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You're fighting the elements. Like, you're in a boat. This thing could flip over. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You got wind. You got cold.
Yeah,
all these different
waves
things
going up over the side of the boat. And, like, I was getting soaked from it. Like,
wow.
Obviously.
So your team's going to go out to New Jersey. And you're going to compete in the Connect Cup. It's your last race before the MARC.
Yep.
Conference championships. So you have this race and then your conference championships.
Yeah, and then we have actually one after that as well called Dad Vales, which is the sculling national championship. So for like the double, we're going to go there and see what we can do compared to like D1 programs, like Ivy League.
Like, so they all...
Yeah, they all combine.
Converge.
Yeah.
And, so. Do you know where that is?
That's also in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yep.
With rowing, you have, now we can say three events. Is there a qualifier for a national tournament, or what do you need to do to keep rowing?
So the mark is usually our qualifier. So the years past, like for the fours and eights, you have to qualify to make it into something called IRAs, which is like the big event, like equivalent to Dad Vales, but for like eights and fours.
And that's by time,
yeah,
right?
That's,
not by place?
No, it's by placement.
It's
by placement. So you have to win the mark out of all the D3 teams. We did that my sophomore year for the, I think, first time in program history. And then we did it in the four last year as well.
All right. One more question before we let you go. Not about rowing. About, well, you're a senior, so we have to think about things after school. Do you have any plans set out after graduation? Or
I'm looking into the Marines to become a Marine officer, and then if that doesn't work out, I'm taking it day by day.
So. Very cool. Well, Kate, I appreciate the time learning about rowing. Best of luck in the future.
Right. Well, thank you. It was nice meeting you.
And once again, that was Kate Doyle with the rowing team at Adrian College, the senior from Middleton, Massachusetts. Bulldogs racing out in New Jersey at the Connect Cup this weekend. We'll be right back. We'll talk some acrobatics and tumbling. We're going to get airborne right here on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
He could have.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball on Friday. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis, club baseball, and men's and women's lacrosse. Sunday, catch softball and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics. Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball on Friday. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis, club baseball, and men's and women's lacrosse. Sunday, catch softball and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball on Friday. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis, club baseball, and men's and women's lacrosse. Sunday, catch softball and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball on Friday. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis, club baseball, and men's and women's lacrosse. Sunday, catch softball and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show at Frickers in Adrian, right here on South Main. We're a little early today. We're going to air the Men's Basketball National Championship at 7:30, so we're jumping the Siena Heights Show, which will air at 6 o'clock tonight with Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith, We are going to talk some D3 sports with Mike Prang, the SID, coming up in a little bit. We'll talk baseball with a couple of Bulldogs, one the infielder, one outfielder. But right now, I'm going to learn a lot about acrobatics and tumbling. And with me for this interview, we have a senior from Shelby Township, Michigan, Alessandra Giliotti, on the tumbling team. Thanks for being on the show and doing this today.
Thanks for inviting me and having me here.
Absolutely. All right, I need to know a lot about this sport. Never played it. Envious of it because I can't do it. I'm envious of sports I can't do. This says you're a base and tumbler. I don't want to even guess what that is. Can you explain what you do for the team?
Yeah, so acrobatics and tumbling is a combination of like cheer and gymnastics together. So the bases are typically the ones that stay on the ground, and then the tumblers are the ones who do the flips in the air. I would like to say I'm pretty good at it. I can twist in the air, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, you're going to have to slow that down for me. It's the same sport, but they do different things.
Yeah, so we do stunts. So we lift people up in the air. So the bases are the ones that are lifting the flyers up into the air. And then tumbling is a totally different part of the sport. So it's its own event. And then it's usually like one or two people going at the same time. And then they're doing different flips and stuff throughout the air.
Okay. Do you perform during other sporting events on campus? Is there a chance that the fans have seen you guys perform?
No, we're not. A little bit different than the cheerleaders. We just have our own acrobatics and tumbling events and meets. So we had two at home this year.
Okay. Well, you don't like pop in and do like your nationals routine or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Well, okay, then what kind of events do you do then? Do you go and compete with 30 other teams at some place, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we're going to nationals this week, actually. There's 8 different teams. I'm in a lot of the events. There's a different types. So there's the acro event, the pyramid event, the toss event, the tumbling event, and the team event. So I kind of do all of it. Yeah.
Oh, that's it? Do you do the choreography too?
No.
Okay.
That's one thing I don't do.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Maybe. You are a senior. I'm going to assume you've been here all 4 years, or did you transfer in?
No, I came in as a freshman, fresh out of gymnastics, from starting at age 4.
What brought you to Adrian? Shelby Township, not that far away, all things considered, but what brought you to Adrian College?
Yeah, so COVID hit, and gymnastics kind of came out of reach to do in college, and my coach told me to look into acrobatics and tumbling, so I kind of did that. And I met with the coach here, and she really sold the program and the school to me. And, yeah, I just decided to come so I can continue athletics because I'm a very competitive person.
I can tell. you want to compete in everything, and you tell me your nationals schedule is very ambitious.
Yeah.
Do you have plans for graduation, or you're – kind of up in the air?
No, I'm actually going to be an admissions counselor here at Adrian next
year. Oh, there you go. I could see that.
Yeah.
Selling the school
kind of
stuff. All right. Awesome. Your team has had a good season. You've had 5 events, and 2 of them were wins. You beat Calvin University a couple of times. You took 2nd in one of the tri meets this season. Is that all warming up to nationals, or how do you actually qualify as a team to get to the national stage, or is it individuals that get that?
So there's 2 different things. So as a team, all the teams can go to nationals if they choose, and then based off of your scores and your averages, then you get ranked amongst all those 8 other schools that we're going against. So this year we were ranked 5, so that was very exciting after coming off of not going to nationals last year as a team, because we were just not in the right spot to go compete as a team. But we also, day 3 of nationals this year is event finals. So the scores from day 1 help us qualify for day 3 of the event finals. I've been fortunate enough to qualify all the past 3 years for my own individual tumbling pass. My freshman year, I actually won my individual solo pass. So that was very exciting. And I'm hoping to go at it this year again.
So what gets... how do you get points and rated at the national level? Is it through the tri meets you've done, or how do you actually? Well, you can't just walk in and say you're going to compete at nationals, can you?
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, like, our scores from the season help rank us amongst the other teams. Yeah.
It helps the seeding?
Yes, the seeding, okay. Yep. So we're 5, so we're going against number 4, which is Trine. So we just went against them one other time. So, yeah.
Huh. Very interesting.
Yeah.
And it's just Division 3. There's
no
mixing D2, D1, that's all?
No, okay. Yeah, just D3. There is a D1 Nationals where the D1 and the D schools go to, but we don't qualify for that one.
All right, let's see. You're going to Buffalo, New York?
Yes.
That's where this is at?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. This Thursday?
Yes.
Is that what I'm reading?
Yep, we're leaving Thursday bright and early.
Does your tumbling routine change throughout the year, or you just do the same thing for 4 months and bam, this is it?
Yeah, so the past 3 years, I've done the same pass actually every single year. This year, I'm in a different one, so I'm doing something different, but I've competed the same one every single meet and then practiced the same one at practice.
What does pass mean? I can't just throw these words at me. I don't know what they mean.
Okay, so my pass consists of, you might not know what these skills mean either, but it's
what is a pass?
So it's like,
is that routine or
it's like one individual tumbling pass. So like I go and I do my skills and then like I walk off the mat.
Okay.
It's like one pass.
Okay.
So
we're getting there.
Yeah, so I do a round off whip, back handspring full. So yeah. I know that probably sounds like nonsense. But
there are some people listening that know.
But it's pretty cool.
And you just do it. That's just once, I'm assuming, a diagonal down the
mat. Yes, I go straight across the mat, yeah.
And then hit your pose and you're done?
Oh, yeah.
Just one go?
Yeah, that's just one of the events for the entire meet. So I do that one time, but then I do a bunch of other different things.
Now, is that considered tumbling or
yes.
is that acrobatics?
That's the tumbling part.
Okay, the acrobatics is you throwing people in the air.
Yes.
And holding people up.
Yes.
Or do you not hold people up?
Oh, no, I hold people up.
Okay, so there's you're like a bottom part of the pyramid?
I'm the middle person, so I go on top of the bottom people, and then I hold one person above me.
So five, no. How many people would that be?
So two.
My geometry's off.
Two bases, one mid, one top. So that's 4 people. And then we have 1 thrower and sometimes a catcher.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How many are on the team roughly? And would you say you're a more experienced team or a younger team?
I'd say we are definitely a younger team. We have a lot of newer people here this year. We have 5 returners, I believe, this year, and I think we're around 16 to 17 girls for the entire team. So we're a little bit smaller on the smaller side, but we're definitely close-knit and have been working very, very hard this year.
So if you have, I'll just round it up to 20.
Okay.
How many are allowed to compete at an event?
Yeah, so the team event, which is the last event, it's a full routine of all those skills put together to music.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
You can have up to 24 people on the mat for that.
That's way too many for me.
Oh, you need them.
Yeah, but I guess the judges are looking at a specific thing.
Yes.
You can't look at the whole, it's like a big production.
Yes.
Right? You have people being thrown and tumbling and all that.
There's 3 different judges and there's 9 mats, so each judge gets to watch 3 mats. So it gets broken down a little bit, but it's still a lot to watch at one time.
I think you answered this already. Is this your first time at Nationals?
No, this will be my 4th time.
That's right, you said that. So you and the other seniors, and I guess almost everyone on the team is, except the freshmen, have been there before.
Yeah,
so you're more comfortable in this situation.
Yeah, we do have some sophomores and juniors who just joined the team this year as well as some seniors. So there's a lot of people first time, but yeah, we do have some returners who have been to Nationals before.
Okay, what's the team we're all gunning for? Who got the 1 seed this year?
UMHB, so University of Mary Hardin Baylor.
Oh, Texas.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Would you say the sport is growing in Michigan, or?
I would say it's growing. So there's two schools now. So there's us and Calvin University. It used to just be us, so we would travel out of state a lot. But this year we did get to go to Calvin, so that was very exciting.
Okay, so no other schools like in the MIAA?
No, really? We're actually not in the MIAA. We're under the NCATA, and then we're emerging into NCAA.
Okay, very cool. A lot of knowledge right there. If you just joined us, just 10 minutes of knowledge right there. All right. This says we're going to learn about individual qualifiers later this week.
Yes.
So you're up for a couple of those?
I am for a lot of those.
You think you're in a good spot, though?
I think we're in a good spot. We've been working very, very hard the last couple weeks in our break time, and we're ready to get at it.
All right. So we should know by the end of this week.
You should probably know by Thursday night.
Okay. And then for the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
by Sunday, Saturday night?
I would say Friday night. You should
okay.
know. Yeah.
All right. Well, people can follow along, AdrianBulldogs.com, or get the Adrian College app. Check out acrobatics and tumbling. I've been talking with Alessandra Gigliotti. I did a good job the first time. Kind of struggled there. But anyway, I appreciate your time. And good luck this weekend, and best of luck admitting people to the school in the future.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, got a lot going on at Frickers. I think tonight's going to be a busy night with the basketball game tonight at 7:30. My bracket, I have Florida winning, so I'm going to be pulling for the Gators to beat Houston tonight. If you're not here at Frickers, listen to the game right here on 96.5 The Cave with our friends at Westwood One Sports. We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk D3 week with Mike Prang, the Sports Information Director at Adrian College. Then coming up to finish up our show, we'll have Nick Bruder and Lincoln Hayward. They just walked in the building. They're going to talk some Bulldog baseball at around 5:45, but Mike Prang is coming up next. Oh, we're going to do, okay, who do you want first? Who wants to go first? All right, so we're going to pull an audible. We're going to take a break. Nick Bruder is going to join us next, and he'll talk some Bulldog baseball. We're going to let Prang just enjoy himself for a little bit. He needs a break. We'll be right back. This is the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball on Friday. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis, club baseball, and men's and women's lacrosse. Sunday, catch softball and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball on Friday. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis, club baseball, and men's and women's lacrosse. Sunday, catch softball and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball on Friday. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis, club baseball, and men's and women's lacrosse. Sunday, catch softball and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
ACL Access Show, Ian Wentz. We have Megan Abby Lubert running things for ACTV. You'll see some clips of these student athletes throughout the week on ACTV social media. You can also listen to full audio recordings of the show under Cave Clips on our website. That's 965thecave.com. Josh Mitchell back in our Cave studio. We are pulling an audible. We might talk to Mike Prang, the sports information director. Instead, we're going to get a Bulldog baseball conversation, as we have Nick Bruder and Lincoln Hayward. We're going to talk with Nick first for a few minutes, a sophomore from Centerville, Ohio. Nick, I feel like we haven't talked since really the end of last season. And,
yeah,
you know, we all know how great of a run that was, and you want to get back to that point. What's, you know, really happened for you from, you know, it'd be last summer and getting into this season?
We've had a good fall at Adrian so far. And going into the spring, I thought we'd prepared really well. And we early in the spring, we played really good competition, and now we're getting into MIAA play, so feel pretty good.
With your lineup, it's kind of hard to crack. You know, you didn't have, in numbers, you didn't have a lot of spaces to fill. You had big shoes in those spots, you know, with AJ finally graduating.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my goodness. But you had some things to work out, I think, as a team. You look at the record, and you looked at last year's record, and you're like, what's going on with this team? If you could kind of give your assessment of kind of an ambitious spring travel schedule and got a lot of tough teams on the docket.
Yeah, we had a really tough out-of-conference schedule, which is always good because you win those games, try to get that that bid to the NCAA tournament. Now we just got to win the MIAA to get there, but obviously, we played really good teams like East Texas Baptist. We went down there, played LaGrange, and other good teams that obviously either received votes or were ranked at the time. And we did lose AJ. Wish he would have stayed back one more year.
He could have, right?
Yeah,
another year. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but he was a stud. Chris stepped in right away. He hit really well, kind of got hurt his hamstring. And then Jake Burns filled in, and he's obviously had an amazing year as a transfer. So we have a couple guys that have been stepping up, so that was awesome.
So you on the season, I poked fun at you, and I think it's fair because last year you were hitting the cover off the ball. You're over 400, I think, in the MIAA, and you've got it up to 307, 24 games played, 31 hits. I don't know if that might be a typo. You don't have 109 RBIs this season, do you?
No.
I'm going to guess that's 19. Does that sound better?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, got a zero in there. We talked about the difficult out-of-conference schedule, and then you get into MIAA play, and this seems like a kind of open conference. You know, it's you and Kalamazoo kind of right near the top in terms of the coaches poll, but you know, Alma got you for one in a late inning game.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like a 14, 15 inning game.
Yeah.
And then Olivet got you one this last weekend.
Yeah.
What's your seven games in? What's your take on the conference competition?
I think Alma's had a good year so far, and I think they're a good team. And I know Calvin has been playing really well, and every other team like Albion and Shrine have had good wins. And obviously Kalamazoo is one team that we're always fighting with. But the game against Alma just came down late. We didn't execute very well. Had a couple of safety bunts that we didn't get down, which cost us the game. And then our pitching has been really well. And that game against Olivet we dropped, I just don't think we showed up prepared. I think we kind of took that day off. And obviously the next game we mercied them 2 hours later. So I think we just didn't come prepared, and we need to focus a little bit more.
Yeah, and that's, you know, something you need to – you're going to need to. Like when you get in the MIAA conference postseason – that's like one and done, right? So you can't have an off day.
No.
And based on the pre-conference schedule, you almost have to win the MIAA to get to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. It's tough because I know some teams, they can schedule week out of conference teams. And sure, you can come into MIAA play 18-0, but if you didn't play anybody, the NCAA isn't going to recognize it. So you got to play good teams. And if you don't play good teams, you're not going to get that bid anyway. So now it just matters about how we do in the tournament.
All right. With the year you had last season, Nick, everybody in the league has you on notice, yeah. right? You know, you're not surprising anybody. Have you seen a change in their approach to getting you at the plate or how you play in the field?
Yeah, a little bit. When I'm at the plate last year, I felt like I got to see a lot of fastballs as a freshman. They were really challenging me. And this year now I'm sometimes getting 2-0 curveballs because they don't want me to do damage because I think they'd rather walk me than let me get a fastball to try to get a base hit or a double to drive in a run, which is smart. So I think just being more disciplined at the plate, not chasing pitches, and just playing my game would help me be more successful.
And you're just one part of this offense that, you know, we see can explode for 14, 15 runs yeah. at any given day, and it's plug and play most nights for, mm-hmm. for this Bulldog squad. What you're such a connected group. I mean, I got to go on those road trips with you to Ohio and then down to Virginia.
Yeah.
And it's just like rinse and repeat, right? Mm-hmm. Especially since you brought so many guys back from last
yeah.
year.
I think the bond that we have is very special. I think it goes back from the fall and going to do retreats as a team. It's just always fun. And I think the best part about it is having good teammates, whether you're playing or not, because we have some guys right now, we have such a good team, I think, especially at the plate, that some guys may be hitting above 300 and not playing the next game. And I think it just goes back to them connecting the group more than anybody else and being positive on the bench and cheering for your team more than wanting your guy in front of you to fail just so you get another chance. We don't have any of those guys. So.
Right. I think that's important, right? There's talent up and down this roster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just see the baseball program in general over there. You're adding another club baseball team.
Yeah.
Like, it's the vibe is there at the Nick Gillet
yeah.
Field, not,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
Your name, Nick. But looking ahead, you are, let's see, you're taking, I believe it's Trine this week, right?
Yeah, we play Trine on Wednesday, then we okay. have our Kalamazoo series this weekend.
Are those all road?
I think we play Kalamazoo at home on Friday, then the doubleheader at Kalamazoo Saturday.
All right. Well, Nick, thanks for the time. Good to catch up.
Of course.
Good luck this weekend and moving forward.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
For sure. Once again, that was Nick Bruder, a sophomore from Centerville, Ohio, the Bulldog shortstop on the NCAA squad. We're going to take a quick break. He's going to pass the headset over to Lincoln Hayward, a senior from Romeo, Michigan. Kind of plays all over the place. He's a very versatile guy on the field and at the plate. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll continue our Bulldog baseball talk right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball on Friday. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis, club baseball, and men's and women's lacrosse. Sunday, catch softball and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show on a Monday afternoon in Adrian at Frickers. It's daylight.
It's weird.
We're normally here at 7. We bumped the show up to 5 because we're airing the national championship NCAA men's D1 game tonight at 7:30, where my Florida Gators for the night are taking on Houston. They were my pick in my bracket. You can look it up on 965thecave.com. Don't be a hater. Don't be a Gator hater. Anyway, we're continuing our Bulldog baseball talk. We have a senior from Romeo, Michigan. He roams the outfield at the Nick. His name is Lincoln Hayward. Lincoln, thanks for getting on and talking to me today.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, if you could just remember every question I asked Nick about last year and this year, we can just answer those from your perspective. I'm just kidding. I wasn't expecting it to. But, like, yeah, obviously your team went on a magic run, and the one that lives in my head all the time is at Baldwin Wallace. You're on base.
Yep.
This guy's at the plate. he scores you, and you guys walk it off in the regional. Like, from that time, you get to the Supers, it's a long off season, and you get right back to work in the fall. I mean, it's just, again, it's rinse and repeat for this program, where you guys brought a lot back from last year.
Yep. We brought a lot back. Obviously, losing AJ, that's a big role to fill. Chris and Bernsey, though, they're hitting the crap out of the ball, so that's looking good.
Yeah.
But I'd say from, like, an off-season perspective, we have one goal, and that's to get to the World Series this year. We were so close last year, falling a game short, and I think that's everyone on this team, that's what we want to get to.
We're going to talk a lot about offense because you guys hit the ball, and defense, you guys are both on the field. Maybe the changes that we are not seeing in the lineup are happening in the bullpen or in the starting position on the mound.
Uh-huh.
You got Jackson, who's your ace. That's kind of,
yep,
no disputing that. But then after that, it's kind of a new-look lineup. I know Coach Rainey was kind of tinkering with things in the first few games. What have you seen from your pitchers this year?
Yeah, Clarkey obviously has been doing great. Anytime he's on the mound, we have a lot of confidence. We also have Kaz, our number two. Ambrose, he's been our number three past few games. He's been looking really good.
Okay.
And then we got great guys out of the pen. We got Logan Hunt. He's a great guy. We got Skeens. That's a nickname. He's filthy. But yeah, we're looking great this year.
Is it because of his mustache or?
No, he.
You don't have to tell me. That's fine.
Nah, I don't know. We just call him Skeens.
Okay. All right. I'll learn that. I'll do some investigating. We'll figure it out. Those are familiar names, right? That are the other two starters. They,
yep,
were out of the pen guys that could give you multiple innings.
Yep.
Yeah. Has that kind of been their deal this year, where they throw three, maybe four innings, or is coach saying, "You're our guy. If you're on a roll, we'll keep you in the entire time," or is it kind of like a bullpen game?
The bullpen games, they kind of just depend on what type of game it is. Like, if it's a game late in the weekend and, you know, we've already thrown some guys, we want to kind of get everyone some work in, we'll do one of those. Those tend to happen on our weekday games. But you never really know what's going to happen. We have a clear three starters, Clarkey, Kaz, and Ambrose. And then we have confidence in everyone else in our staff, and whatever happens, happens.
The rest of your outfield mates, I don't know if I'm going to miss a name, but you got Easton Rogers in left and center. You also roam center, and you roam right field with Joe Cassell, who,
yep,
I was talking about the batting average with Nick. We got to talk with Joe about that one too. I hope it's starting to click with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I caught that a little bit earlier. He's got time to get going, but
yep.
You guys are close-knit group in that outfield. It's healthy competition, right?
Yeah. No, our outfield's very, very stacked, I feel like, and any given day, I've even seen it happen to myself, Boyke, and you could be sitting the bench and you'd be hitting great, but mm-hmm. that's just how our lineup is. We have so much depth in the outfield, and we all know that, and we all love that and appreciate that, because we'd much rather have a team with a lot of depth than zero depth at all. So,
based on the record for the team this year, you're 13-12, 5-2 in league play. That's probably not good enough for an at-large, so mm-hmm. it's looking like you'll have to win the MIAA tournament mm-hmm. to get to the NCAAs and get to where you want to be, which is the College World Series. Every other team in the league knows that. You're projected to finish first, but you're used to that as a program, having the target on your back, and every game is their World Series, so to speak. How do you, you know, you can't have an off day, like Nick mentioned. You know,
yeah.
Your offense had one against Olivet, you know, 2-0. Loss
yeah.
doesn't look great for the offense. How do you stay locked in every game?
I'd say it's games like that honestly really wake us up. Losing 2-0 to Olivet, putting up zero runs is our type of offense is not what we should be doing. And I think we responded very well the next game. We put up a boatload of runs. But yeah, we gotta stay locked in for every single game. Every game matters in the MIAA. That one game could end up being the reason why we don't host. So we gotta take every game seriously.
And last was, maybe I'm getting my weeks mixed up. Was that where you had a Thursday, Friday, and two on Saturday?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, yeah. Two on Saturday.
So I don't know if that played into it, where your Wednesday was supposed to be Wednesday,
yeah,
Friday,
got
Saturday.
Yeah, it rained out, got moved to Thursday.
Yeah. I'm not trying to think of excuses for you, but that's kind of uncommon.
Yeah, that is uncommon. Four games in 3 days.
That definitely a little sore on Sunday morning, but yeah, just got to get it done.
So this week you face Trine, knock on wood, on Wednesday,
yep.
And then a big series this weekend.
Yep, correct. We're really looking forward to that Kalamazoo series. It's always a big series. Things can get a little chippy. We're looking forward to it, though.
You have them here at home Friday, and then their place for two on Saturday?
Correct.
And if I remember right, do they also have a turf field, or are they natural grass?
Adrian's the only turf field in the MIAA. So.
Okay. Well, it looks like turf. I've pretty nice facility over there.
They got nice facilities.
Yeah.
When it gets rain, it don't hold too well over there. But
I get you. Well, telling you what, lofty goals for this team. You're getting on the right track. Good to talk to you, Lincoln, and good to talk to you, Nick. Best of luck. We got some more games on the schedule for the Cave, so if you look back and up in the press box, you might see me again this year.
Sweet. Thank you for having us. It was good.
For sure. And, you know, Lincoln can probably attest to this. I'm not the worst basketball player there is.
No.
We're
playing some lightning down there in Virginia.
Yeah. I can hoop. Don't look at me like that, Stacey. Yeah, a little bit. I was wearing dress clothes, so to defend myself. All right. Good to talk to you, Lincoln. And, again, best of luck the rest of the way.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
And once again, you just heard from Lincoln Hayward, an outfielder for the Bulldog baseball team. And moments ago, Nick Bruder, the shortstop for the AC baseball squad. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk a few minutes with Sports Information Director Mike Prang. I want to focus on D3 week. Also, we want to talk about the terrible loss of the facility over near Blissfield Prime Quarters. It's where the Adrian College Equestrian team has their horses, the barn that burned down this weekend. Horses are okay. No firefighters or people were injured, but want to get an update on that with Mike Prang. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. You're listening to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball on Friday. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis, club baseball, and men's and women's lacrosse. Sunday, catch softball and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball on Friday. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis, club baseball, and men's and women's lacrosse. Sunday, catch softball and club baseball.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show at Frickers in Adrian, right here on the Cave. Josh Mitchell, our engineer. Tonight I'm Ian Wendt, your host. And we are, in fact, going to talk with the Sports Information Director at Adrian College. His name is Mike Prang, and he is busy this week, just like every week. It is D3 week, Division 3 week. If you can kind of walk our listeners through what that's all about.
Yeah, I mean, Division III is the largest division in all of the NCAA. There's 400-plus schools within it, so we take a time every spring to kind of dedicate a week to Division III specifically, celebrate our student-athletes, celebrate our teams. So just a bunch of different fun events going on campus for our student-athletes, for our teams, our coaches, try to get some of the fans involved. And I think we have 10 home sporting events this week that we're really trying to push, get our student-athletes out there, support other student-athletes, and really just celebrate Division III.
I have to ask, because there are Division III teams at Adrian. There are some non-Division III teams. Or is this D3 week like Adrian College is a Division III college, therefore all athletes? Or is it?
That's the way we look at it. Adrian College is an NCAA Division III institution. And, you know, even though some people play in the ACHA, they play in the NCBA, the NCSA, like we're treating you, we're welcoming you to all of our D3 events, and we're going to have a fun week.
All right. Well, looking at all of the things you have coming up, club softball hosting a strikeout cancer day Sunday. That's going to be at Adrian High School. That's kind of a unique spot.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had a kind of a schedule change. Our NCAA team picked up a doubleheader that Sunday, so we had to make things fit. But that should be a very fun event. We have Ohio Northern come in. We have Oakland University coming as well. So kind of like if you watch the MLB All-Star Game on Fox every year, how they do that time halfway through and everyone stands up for cancer. You have your sign writing loved ones or whoever, a specific family member that's been affected. We're going to do something similar. We'll invite all three teams and then everyone in attendance. So that's kind of our cap to D3 week because it's our last day. But, yeah, so it should be a fun event.
Very cool. Nice facility at Adrian High School. They did some nice upgrades in recent years, so it'll be a good time. Let's see. We got cheer and dance heading to Florida this week for nationals. We got bass fishing in a national tournament, and I just talked some acro and tumbling there in their national stuff as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a busy week for some of our non-NCAA teams. Our cheer and dance team just kind of had a little showcase on campus on Sunday to kind of showcase their teams, do one last rehearsal before they hit the national stage in Daytona, Florida. So they're headed down there. I'm kind of jealous. It's a lot warmer down there. But
yes.
And then bass fishing is competing in one of their national championships down in Alabama this weekend. They just had a great weekend last weekend. We had two teams place in the top five in just a tournament through major or Bass Pro Shops and everything. And then this weekend will be kind of one of their national tournaments for the organizations that they compete in. And we're hoping to keep it rolling.
That's right. We have to talk about it, and I hate to end the show on sad news, but, you know, it kind of rocked the county this weekend with the large barn fire in the Blissfield area, and more details come out. And it turns out that was the host for your equestrian team over there at Prime Quarters near the Blissfield area. Barn burned down, but I guess if there's good news, no animals or people were hurt. And I know this thing is very fresh. You know, are there any other, you know, I mean, your athletic director, Craig Randy, put a statement out. Is there anything that, you know, anything further that's come of that or what we're looking at going forward?
Honestly, not too much right now. I mean, a lot of things are still processing. I mean, things are still fresh. It was a very big facility. I think I read it was an 80 feet by 200 foot facility. So pretty massive building here. Yeah, like you said, I mean, we're very grateful that nobody was hurt, people or any animals of sort. I do know, I was told today our horses are being stored up at the facility in Albion. So that's good. We still will be able to kind of start to prep for the couple that are heading to the national championship here in a couple weeks. But, yeah, just a lot of things still unfolding. I mean, obviously our thoughts and prayers are with the Prime family, and the college is here to do anything and everything that we can to help them out. So,
yeah, we've had, I would argue, some of the more fun conversations on this radio program talking equestrian. And those, you know, that team was so passionate, and, you know, that family obviously was to, or is still, to board those horses and take care of them and coach the girls and the horses. So just terrible to hear that, and I'm sure, you know, things are in the works to help them and, you know, try to move forward, because you obviously weren't the only entity involved with that. I mean, it wasn't just Adrian College's horses. There were pigs there, yeah, and other livestock in that barn.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, obviously, yeah, we want to get the facility back up and running as soon as possible. But obviously, we have to sit back and we have to think about the Prime family first and get them what they need. And, I mean, obviously, everything they do for our equestrian team and Adrian College, we're very appreciative to them and all that. And obviously, our team is affected by that too. So, what support can us as an athletic department give to these student athletes where they can still kind of move past this, compete at such a high level, and keep going forward?
All right. Details when they come out, AdrianBulldogs.com?
Maybe
Adrian.edu.
We'll see as things unfold. Yeah. So, I mean, still, like I said, a lot of things processing right now. A lot of details to still iron out, everything like that. But positive note, D3 week.
D3 week, yes. Check out all the home events. Go to AdrianBulldogs.com. Just go to that composite calendar. You can see everything you need to, or just download the app, Adrian College app. Prang, good to talk to you, and we'll let you off the hook.
All right. Thanks for having me, as always.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have you again. We love the spring wrap-up show that we do in May, so that for sure in the future. Well, I'd like to thank all of our guests today. Kate Doyle with the rowing team, Alessandria Giliotti with the acrobatics and tumbling, Nick Bruder and Lincoln Hayward with the baseball team, and you've just heard from Sports Information Director Mike Prang, all at Adrian College. I'd like to thank him for putting these schedules together every week. Josh Mitchell in our cave studios. Stacy Mitchell, sales manager. The baby goat finally showed up, her son. Just fresh off practice. Come on down to Frickers. It's the place to be. Siena Heights Show coming up next. Saint Sports Weekly, Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith and the gang. Right here on 96.5 The Cave. 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at AdrianBulldogs.com.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.